Welcome back. Well, last night, President Cyril Ramaphosa announced that the ruling party will amend the constitution to allow for land expropriation without compensation, even though the public hearings on the matter only drew to a close today. The proposed amendment is aimed at more clearly laying out the conditions under which expropriation of land without compensation can be effected. Lawson Naidu from the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution joins us online now with his perspective on the proposed amendment. Thanks so much, Lawson, for your time this evening. So we saw this knee-jerk reaction to the president's speech or address last night. How significant was that speech in your books, or is it much ado about nothing?
Well, I think, you know, the reason it's resonated so far and wide and has an impact, had an immediate impact on the rand in global markets, is that it was so unexpected, and the manner of its delivery, a late-night message being sent out by Cyril Ramaphosa in his capacity as president of the African National Congress. And, you know, to merely make an announcement about a policy position of his political party was something that I think spooked people, because it's not a common occurrence for a political party to make such statements, especially in the context that there is a ongoing parliamentary process. And the correct forum for the ANC to engage on the policy debate is within the context of that parliamentary process. Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look at what was said then, because yes, it was a surprise and unexpected announcement that was made. But if we're looking into further analysis and interrogation of what was actually said, there's been defense of the fact that we're not looking at a change to Section 25 of the Constitution, merely more clarity on what a specific clause means and where exactly that would be applicable. Surely that's a good thing.
Well, again, I mean, I think the statement was not really clear, because the statement starts off by saying that it's broadly recognized that the Constitution, as it is currently exists, does not outlaw expropriation without compensation. It certainly does permit it within certain circumstances and in the public interest. What the statement then went on to say was that the voices kind of emanating from public hearings have demanded that the Constitution be amended to address other issues, such as economic redress of the past. And these are new factors that mark a difference from the ANC's existing policy position as encapsulated in the resolution passed at the NASREC conference in December. So I think it's that shift, and certainly the impression conveyed that the ANC will, through a parliamentary process, seek to amend Section 25 of the Constitution. And the uncertainty about the nature of that amendment is I think, what is causing confusion and concern at the moment.
Yeah.
Whereas, fine-tuning the circumstances in which expropriation without compensation can take place is something that should be welcomed, but it doesn't require a constitutional amendment. That could be done through an amendment which is currently before Parliament, of the Expropriation Act.
Okay, so where Parliament is still in its review process on changing the Constitution, where do things stand as far as that process is concerned at this stage?
Well, I think, the parliamentary process is still ongoing. There are hearings that are continuing in the last provinces this week. The committee will convene in Parliament within a couple of weeks and begin to process all of the submissions that they've heard as they've traversed the country, as well as the many hundreds of thousands of written submissions that the Commission received prior to that. So the correct framework for this debate would be within the process of the that committee's work. And that committee has to report back to the National Assembly and to the NCOP by the end of September this year. And yet it seems that the ANC and President Ramaphosa have jumped the gun and said this is what we are going to do. Now, as the majority party, they have the right to make a statement about their policy intentions,
yeah,
but the engagement of that should be within a parliamentary context.
So with that jumping of the gun having taken place then, Lawson, to what extent has this announcement then undermined this entire process that is currently underway?
Well, I don't think it's undermined the entire process. I think what it has undermined, and particularly, bearing in mind of where we've come from in the last few years with the undermining of state institutions, of Parliament itself, by the Zuma administration, the fact that parliamentary processes were largely ignored, And you know, one would have thought that the new administration under President Ramaphosa would be very keen to ensure that institutions of democracy are strengthened, parliamentary processes are strengthened, whereas the attitude taken by the ANC, could potentially undermine those institutions and processes. So I think that's really the concern that we have. I don't think the whole of the parliamentary process has been undermined. I think, it can certainly continue that process, but Parliament will have to reassert itself in that process and say, this is the correct forum for us to have that engagement.
How concerned are you, Lawson, that the ANC is conflating party and state, using state resources to deliver an ANC message?
Well, I'm not sure the extent to which the state resources were used to deliver that, but I think the fact that the public broadcaster was utilized to allow President Ramaphosa to make a party political broadcast, I think, is a matter of concern, because there the issue of a party and state is conflated. And I think there are broader issues around separation of powers that need to be respected and defined.
Mm-hmm. Lawson, if the ANC is successful and if it does manage to change the constitution, can that be open to legal challenge?
No, I don't think it can be open to legal challenge on the basis of the fact of the ANC making that announcement last night. I think there are a couple of issues here. Firstly, the ANC on its own cannot change the constitution. Any change to the Bill of Rights and Section 25, the property clause, form parts of the Bill of Rights of the Constitution of South Africa. Any change to that requires a two-thirds majority. It also requires that 6 of the 9 provinces represented in the National Council must approve that constitutional amendment. And the ANC, as I say, in the National Assembly, certainly can't muster that vote. It's often been argued that they would rely on the support of the EFF cross that two-thirds threshold. But given what many political commentators are saying at the moment, that this move by the ANC was designed precisely to stave off the positioning of the EFF, it's difficult to see how the two parties are going to find common ground on this matter.
Okay, well, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Lawson, for having joined us on the line this evening. And, of course, Lawson Naidoo from the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution.